well revolutionize your way of thinking. We are presenting startling facts and evidence that take up where other explanations leave off. Some of these revelations may very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from the top of Burnaby Mountain every Thursday night, 9 to 10 p.m. Red Radio. Yes, 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 you're tuned in here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones, and you are listening to Rad Radio. We just kicked in this week's program with the one, the only, the long forgotten, the recently buried? No, long buried. That was Hooker Pop off their album Organic Machines. Why am I playing a band from 13 years ago from our local punk scene? You may ask yourself. The reason is because I am joined here in the studio in the live and beautiful, mainly bearded flesh. One mustache. Mm. Mm. Oh. by the boys of Survive the Night podcast. Specifically, my old friend Andy Billy is here. That was his band, Hooker Pop. And he's here with the two hooligans that he now hosts a podcast with. Welcome to the show, Boyles and Ghouls.
Thanks for having us.
Hey.
Hello. Yes. how are you guys doing, man? If people out there haven't heard of Survive the Night podcast, I know I have. You guys want to just go down the line here real quick? Introduce yourself.
I'm Andy.
I'm Ryan.
And I am Amir.
Very good. Very good. You all know your names. You passed the first test.
Yeah. Awesome.
So I was lucky enough. I mean, I'm a fan of your guys' show. You guys were nice enough to have me on the show a couple weeks back to discuss my favorite film. Well, one of them. My favorite childhood film of all time, The Monster Squad.
Yeah.
I pestered you guys enough through emails and listening and random comments that I eventually worked my way on to share with you the greatest gift of all, which I think is Monster Squad. So I wanted to extend the offer back and have you guys on my show and let my listening audience know about the things that you guys do. So I want to know, why podcasting?
Why podcasting? Ryan's kind of like the visionary of Survive the Night podcast. He was the seed that was planted.
Yeah, I just wanted to start something. I wanted to do something on the weekends, basically. I was bored. I like movies. And I wanted to talk about movies.
I like horror movies, and everybody else likes horror movies here, too. So
how did you guys first meet each other? Were you guys all a bunch of friends, and you were just sitting around, you're like, you know what? We all like horror movies. We should just chat about them for an hour every week? Or, like, what brought on the original concept?
So I'm friends with everybody.
Oh.
And
because you're such a sweet boy.
Yeah.
He can be.
Sometimes. But I got everybody together. Ryan was like, I want to do a podcast with you. And I'm like, okay. Well, we don't know how to do that, but I know a guy who might know how to do that.
And that was me. I was that guy.
Yeah. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but you have a radio background.
I worked at CKNW Radio in Vancouver for 3.5 years, and, you know, I had to do a lot of editing and that sort of thing. So that's my sort of expertise on the podcast.
Have you always been a horror fan, or did you start to get more into horror movies because you're like, well, they're going to do a horror movie podcast, I better just jump
in? Oh, no, no. Growing up, I was obsessed with horror movies. I had two older brothers who had introduced me to some very extreme horror movies at a very young age that I shouldn't have been watching. I tell the story a lot, but I watched The Exorcist for the first time when I was 5 years old.
Yeah, that might be a bit young.
And I ended up going to the washroom and puking, which isn't that surprising, honestly.
But was it pea soup?
No, actually it might have been green, but I don't know if it was pea soup.
Fair.
Yeah.
Very good, very good. I don't know. I don't have a lot of questions. If you guys didn't know, I don't prepare for my show at all. I just grab a bag of records and come up here. So,
I mean, we don't really prepare for ours either.
I mean, you watch a movie, kind you guys of. Go on IMDb.
There's, we prepare.
There's a structure. You have skits.
I mean, it's we like started a 20-minute
off,
thing.
We started off not preparing at all.
That was a bad idea.
Amir didn't even watch the movies to begin with.
It's true.
Neither did I.
I was like, oh, maybe it would be a good idea to watch the movies before we discuss them.
I listened to a few of those episodes. You can tell.
Yeah. And we all shared one microphone, and it was one of those USB Yeti mics.
Really?
We all just sat around in a circle around one mic.
And would you just leaned in closer?
Or was it two?
Or was it just
one.
A room?
It was just one. It was just in a room, sitting around.
That one was owned by my dad, Dale.
Ah, Dale. What a hero. If it wasn't for Dale, where would you be? There'd be no Andy, there'd be no podcast.
I feel like one of the things that are unique about our podcast, and this was, I think, again, Ryan's idea, is obviously horror movies create a lot of these weird scenarios, and we like to insert ourselves in those scenarios and sort of describe what we would do in those scenarios.
Usually with hilarious results.
Usually, yeah.
Or erotic. Hilariously erotic results.
It gets very erotic. Very.
It actually does get very erotic, yes. Yeah,
so can you give the people out there just a quick pitch of what the show is? So we've been discussing it, but like, if people were to go and search up Survive the Night podcast, what could they expect to get out of an episode?
So if you searched up Survive the Night podcast, you would find just three guys who like to talk about horror movies. We pick a specific one each week, and we pretty much go through the entire plot, talk about it, talk about what we would do in it, try to make jokes that sometimes land.
Sometimes.
We do some skits. We do some skits based on the movies.
Yeah. The skits are a rather new addition. I think you guys have been doing it for the past, I don't know, 20, maybe 30 episodes or so.
we've been doing them for a while, but we started doing two at a time not super long ago.
And it's just something to fill the episode.
I think the first one we did was for Nightmare on Elm Street, actually. I don't remember what number. we're on episode like 86 now.
Yeah, you guys are closing in on 100. You're getting there quick because you guys haven't been doing it for all that long. It's been just a bit over a year.
I think it's almost been 3 years.
Are you fucking kidding?
Or is it going to be two? It's going to be two years. It's going to be 2 years this fall.
Like, there's no goddamn way I've been listening for that long.
It feels like three
time
years.
Has no meaning to me anymore.
Okay, well, the last time I came on this show was 13 years ago. Okay,
yeah. So dude, when you told me that fact. It was startling because Jay, my old co-host, told me like a while back before the pandemic. He's like, "Hey, you know that Rad Radio has been like the 10-year anniversary is coming up." I'm like, "That makes me feel old." I'm like, "Okay." I'm like, "Hey, I should do something," and then I didn't. I just did a regular show.
No.
And then you messaged me. You're like, "Yeah, I got a Facebook memory. It's been 13 years." I'm like, "That's fucked." I'm like, "Cause you definitely weren't the first guest on my show." So how long have I been doing it before Andy came on? Ugh, I'm getting old.
You're a legend.
You'd think that with this many years under my belt, you'd think that one, I'd be better at it, and two, that maybe I would have found a way to make it some kind of like a living or profit me in any
kind
of way.
You've got to have some sort of monetization.
Yeah, no.
Wait, we're not getting paid for this?
What?
Damn it.
That's fine. I don't know. Should I ask you more questions, or should we cut to more of precious Andy's fucking high school band?
High school?
I don't know.
I wish it was high school.
College?
I wasn't in college.
He's a college dropout.
Fast food burger job.
How old were you when you...
22.
Weren't you like 32 or something?
Oh my God.
But look at you now. You're at a university.
Yeah, right. I finally made it.
Yeah, you're doing it. Like me. Everyone's like, so it's a pretty cool school. I'm like, I have no clue, man. I'm up here an hour a week. I don't know.
There's a nap room across the hall.
I was really surprised by that, actually. You ever use it?
No. I'm up here an hour a week, and I never see anyone from the station. I've been doing this show for like 15-something years, and I don't see a soul.
Not a hello, nothing?
No. No one's ever here.
Considering we're talking about a horror podcast, you ever see any ghosts in these halls?
No, just the crushed dreams of people that are going to be paying off student debts for their entire life.
I mean, that's probably scarier, right?
I would think so.
Student debt versus, like, a ghost? What would you rather be haunted by?
Definitely ghosts. Yeah, ghosts are tangible.
Yeah.
I can't afford student debt.
No, me neither.
That's why I never
Ryan,
went to
say
school.
Something.
I've had a lot of debt.
All right. On that note, I want to highlight one more song from Andy's old band Hooker Pop that I played with quite a few times back in the day. This song I selected specifically because it highlights Andy and his sweet boom-ba-chuck skills.
Oh.
Doom-ba-dum-ba-doom-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. We'll be right back. Wrong! Wrong! I pressed the wrong button! Wrong! Wrong! Hold on. I got it. I'm a professional.
Mike's hot.
I'm a professional. Let's try this again.
Johnny, you've been fired.
The boom-ba-chucks. We'll be right back. That was Hooker Pop featuring the one and only, the best boy, Andy Billy, on the drums.
Hey. Come on, there's two other boys here. Why is he the best boy?
I mean, look at him. Just look at him. Look at his adorable little face. He's got a fucking Tim Curry Pennywise button. All you got is Dragon Ball Z shirts, man. And Ryan's just wearing a PVC shirt. Like, he just came from work.
I went to PVC.
Oh, is that a school?
Yes.
Oh, is that where you get all the debt?
No.
No. That's where he's making his money back.
Hey. Very good. Very good. If you guys are just tuning in, you are listening to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. I am joined here with Amir.
Hi.
And Ryan.
Yep.
And Andy.
Hi.
The best boy. The voice of Survive the Night podcast. A beautiful, top-rated horror.
We're the top-rated horror bizarre film podcast in Marpole.
Because we don't talk about just horror movies. We do the weird stuff, too.
We're actually 4.9 out of 5 stars on Spotify based on, like, what is it, like 13 ratings?
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing.
One of those is mine, but it was specifically a 1-star.
He's the one! God damn it. Who would have been 5 stars if it wasn't for you, man?
He's humbling us.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm keeping it real.
Check.
That's
yeah.
Right, down in the streets. So you guys don't only do horror movies. I know you've been branching out into some other things. Most recently with your last, I think it was last week's episode, where you guys did the really
altered
trippy
states.
Altered States.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe when I was listening that none of you guys had ever seen that movie before. How did it come on your radar?
It was. I have it on VHS, and it's on my shelf.
And you've never watched it?
And I'm like, maybe one day I'll watch it.
That's so good.
That's part of the reason why I like doing the podcast, too, because I've got Andrew and I, we like to collect movies, and I've got, like, several stacks of movies I own that I just haven't watched yet, so...
Yeah,
it's been a bit of a bonus for me. Like, I've been introduced to so many horror movies that I probably would have honestly never have watched if it wasn't for the suggestions that some of these guys have made. I typically would stick to, like, the so-called classics, if you want to call them that.
Fair.
So a lot of under-the-radar movies that I would have never discovered.
Well, that did bring me to a question I wanted to bring up to you guys, is, one, if there's a film, what is your favorite film that you discovered through the podcast that you never would have seen before?
Ooh, that's a good one. For me, it would be the first Wreck. I had never seen it.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that movie is amazing.
Had you seen Quarantine?
I hit it. I saw that one when it first came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty excellent remake, but I mean, the original Wreck is...
Oh, so good.
Have you seen number 2?
Yeah.
Not...
No, of Quarantine, yes.
No, Quarantine 2. No. Like, you guys haven't seen Wreck 2?
I've not seen Wreck 2
either.
Did
we not watch that?
No. Not for the podcast.
Not for the podcast, at least.
Or... in general, have you seen it?
I don't think we did. I think we keep talking about because Amazon's got a Blu-ray collection of all 4 of the movies, and I keep seeing it. I'm like...
Well, I think Wreck 2 is fantastic. It literally picks up like the moment after,
right.
And it goes straight on, and it changes the entire context of what the film is.
Yeah, it's a lot more fast-paced and like maybe action-oriented almost.
Not so much like just literally what you think the film is. Because right. What would you say that the film is? Like a zombie or rage-filled?
I already know.
Okay.
I've seen scenes from it.
All right.
So that's why I want to watch the other ones because I'm like, where does that come from?
It is a pivot, but it makes sense. And it connects seamlessly. It's such a good sequel. It's the whole cast and crew. I can't recommend it enough. Number 3, not great. I started to watch number 4 where they brought back like the main chick. Number 1 and 2 are fine.
Okay.
To go back to your question, though, I'm just looking through our episode list. One, I don't know if it's my favorite, but one that popped up one of our more recent episodes with this movie called Swallow. Have you heard of Swallow?
I listened to the episode about Swallow. That was...
It's a movie from 2019. Was this one of your uncomfortable films, Ryan?
Yep.
It's by the way, Ryan's year of uncomfortable films, and that was one of them. That might have been the first one, right?
No. What was
he knows our podcast better than we do.
I do. I listen to it a lot.
That's true, because as soon as he was like, oh, what movie did you really like from the podcast? I'm like, fuck, what movies have we watched for the podcast?
No, you know what? I think it was Swallow.
No, you definitely did something before. It was... Was it Martyrs?
I think I did Martyrs after.
You did Martyrs,
Martyrs
after.
Martyrs was after. Yeah.
Was Swallow first?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
If my phone wasn't live streaming right now, I would look.
Yeah, but super uncomfortable film, super aesthetically pleasing, but yeah, very weird. I think I'm going to pick that one as the favorite that I've discovered through Survive the Night podcast.
Very cool.
I don't have a specific one because, like I said, as soon as I finished watching it and we finished recording, I'm like, okay, it's out of gone from my brain now.
You liked Monster Squad quite a bit.
Yeah, it's... I was going to say I really like all the old films that we do. I've found that I've got a real love for the old 60s, 70s, 80s, even 90s stuff. I will say we are recording... This Saturday, we're going to be recording for They Live. I actually really like the movie.
Oh, you watched it already?
Yeah, we already watched it. We watched it on Monday.
So Andy was right in his prediction that he said you would like it a lot.
Oh, it's fucking excellent. Yeah. And it's Carpenter. Classic. It's Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper. Like, what's not, can't go wrong.
What's the other co-star, the black guy?
Keith David.
Yes, Keith David.
Oh, yeah, he's really good in it. Yeah, he's great.
It's an excellent movie. It's one that I'm surprised someone hasn't tried to remake. It feels like, especially in like... The hyper, like, anti-government controlling your mind.
Well, they kind of did that in a video game. One of the Saints Row games kind of took the concept of They Live and they applied it to the video game. Do you remember that at all?
I never actually sat and played the Saints Row.
Yeah.
My drummer Will was a big fan of them.
But yeah, you're in a world where basically aliens have taken over and you suddenly see the real world kind of thing. And it's very inspired by They Live. Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of Crackdown. You get like a bodysuit and you can like jump on buildings?
Well, one of the Crackdown games is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the first two are decent games.
They're fun enough.
Sure.
Very good. What about you, Andy? was there any move that the podcast has done that you hadn't seen? Or at least were like pop culturally aware of?
Altered States, obviously.
All right. Yeah.
Wreck. I'm sure there's a few other ones. The Swallow movie was really good. I really enjoyed that one.
Another one that popped into my head was It Comes at Night, which I think was... Whose suggestion was that? Was that Ryan's?
That was Ryan's.
Probably mine,
That was the first A24 film I ever saw.
Oh, interesting.
Put me on a tear for that studio.
Andrew and I saw it in theaters, and we were... so depressed after seeing it, but when we were leaving,
so
many people were like, that was a dumb movie.
Like,
why did we watch
this?
Yeah, a lot of people, when I saw that film, and then I think the next thing that came out from them that was big was The Witch, and it was the same thing. I went and loved it, and people walked out, because they were doing this thing where they were really, like, the marketing was heavy, like it was some kind of intense horror film. Like, It Comes at Night was... You know, it
or
was
a
just,
monster movie.
Yeah, we thought like there would be zombies popping out or something
right? Because
like
all the promo was like the old man who's like the grandpa that's in for like the first 2 seconds with like all the blood dripping, like the weird black ooze, and it was very shot very. It was cut together very ominously, like there's going to be some kind of monster or threat, and it's really much more human-on-human psychological.
Yeah.
You also covered this really under-the-radar movie that a lot of people probably haven't heard of called The Shining. Some people would say the book is better. I disagree with those people.
I would say the book is a better story, but the Kubrick is such an amazing film.
Ryan, what do you think about The Shining?
It was okay.
Oh.
I was not a big fan.
I know. No. I know. I
haven't read the book either, though.
Really? So. Oh, the book's excellent, but they're two very different creatures. What Kubrick did and what King wrote are two completely separate entities with just characters and some locations that are the same.
Yeah.
I highly recommend both in its own way. The weird thing about The Shining is that when I first saw it, I mean, I've seen it a million times now. But it didn't strike me either. Like I found it long and kind of drawn out.
Totally.
I found all the performances, especially Shelley Duvall's, to be like just off and like not what you like a conventional film performance.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I watch that movie, the more layers I kind of find to it. I find the same thing in 2001: A Space Odyssey. On the surface, it's kind of a dull film.
Yeah.
But the more you watch it, every time I see them, I find some other weird little scene in it that just hits me another way. The last time I saw The Shining, it was some kind of anniversary release. It was back in theaters. And the most disturbing scene in that whole thing to me is when Danny is sitting there with Jack in the bed when they're in the hotel. And he's just talking to me. And he's like, come up here, son.
Yeah,
like,
sitting on his lap.
Yeah, and he's like trying to like be fatherly. Yeah. And it's so awkward and uncomfortable.
You love it here, don't you?
Yeah, it's fucking... It's eerie as shit, and like there's a million other things. Like, arguably, the lady in the bathtub should be a more frightening scene.
I want a full spinoff of the guy with the teddy bear,
the dog suit.
I want a complete spinoff of that. Full series.
I don't know. I wrote other questions here for you, which I never do. But
wow, I just got a full page of questions.
These are not all questions. These are mostly shows.
Oh, no.
I got to talk about those. The questions are the little half scribbles down here at the bottom, which we covered some of them.
Let's get another scribble in here.
That's true. It's true. Well, I don't know. Should we cut into more music that you guys brought?
Sure, yeah.
I want to know a quick question to Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
You've brought me a song by a band called The Midnight.
Yep.
The song's called Neon Medusa, which is a pretty high standard because Medusa is probably one of the coolest Greek monsters of all times.
She's not bad.
She's pretty good. I mean, have you seen Clash of the Titans?
I have.
Like, it's pretty sweet. Who is The Midnight and why should I care?
The Midnight is an American retro wave band, which basically they do kind of like 80s style synthy stuff with their own lyrics and stuff like that, obviously. They're my absolute favorite band. I use Spotify a lot, and they're always my number one band every year. So,
very good. All right, cool. This is The Midnight. This is Neon Medusa. And if you don't like it, blame Ryan. Ooh, it's carpentry.
Take